感谢主，我们有机会，我们一同来彼此在主的话语上有点劝勉。
And thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to encourage one another on using the Lord's words.
当我在主前一点仰望的时候，好像有点感觉是交通耶利米书。
And so as I was looking up to the Lord to meditate, I was moved to want to share about Jeremiah.
耶利米先知的服事。
And also about the prophet Jeremiah's service.
那好不好请我们翻开圣经，我们先来读一点的经文。
Let's turn to our Bible.
请我们翻到创世纪第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节，翻到之后，大家听我们来念。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, and we'll read it from here.
创世纪一章一节，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
And the earth was formless.
渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
And void and the darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
然后我们请翻到第二章第五节。
And then turn to chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章第五节说，野地还没有草木，田间的菜蔬还没有长起来，因为耶和华神还没有降雨在地上。也没有人耕地。
And so verse 5 it says, Now no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plants of the field had yet sprouted. For the Lord God had not sent rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground.
第八节
And verse
8, 耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子。就读到这里。
The Lord God planted a garden towards the east in Eden.
Yeah, 不是立，是 plant, 栽种。
And so God planted the garden.
然后请我们翻到耶利米书。
And let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第一章。
So Jeremiah chapter 1.
一节。
Verse 1.
耶利米书第一章第一节说，便雅悯地亚拿突城的祭司中希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。
Now the word of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah,of the priests who were in the Anathol in the land of Benjamin.
这是讲到祭司。
And so this talk about priests.
然后第五节。
And then skip to verse 5.
最后一句说，我已派你做列国的先知。
And then the last part of that says, I have appointed you a prophet to the nations.
第十节和十一节。
And then verse 10 and 11.
说看哪、我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
十一节，耶和华的话又临到我说：“耶利米，你看见什么？”我说：“我看见一根杏树枝。”
And 11 says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'What do you see, Jeremiah?'" And I said, "I see a rod of an almond tree."
第十八节
，verse 18，
看哪、我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。
Now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city, and as a pillar of iron, as walls of bronze, and against the whole land to the kings of Judah, to its princes and its priests, and to the people of the land.
第九章第一节。
And chapter 9, verse 1.
前面部分，但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源。
And first half, Oh that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears.
十五章第一节。
And chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节，耶和华对我说，虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。
Then the Lord said to me, Even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with this people.
十六章二十一节。
And chapter 16, verse 21.
16章21节这里说耶和华说我要使他们知道就是这一次使他们知道我的手和我的能力他们就知道我的名是耶和华了
Therefore behold I am going to make them know This time I will make them know My power and my might And they shall know that my name is the Lord
29章
And Chapter 29
29章四五六节
Verse 4, 5, and 6
二十九章四五六节说信上说万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说你们要盖造房屋住在其中栽种田园吃其中所产的娶妻生儿养女为你们的儿子娶妻使你们的女儿嫁人生儿养女在那里生养众多不致减少
Thus says the Lord of the hosts of God of Israel to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply there and do not decrease.
31章31节
Chapter 31 verse 31 31
章31节耶和华说日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约
Behold days are coming declares the Lord when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah
然后翻到50章38节
And then chapter 50 verse 38
五十章三十八节
Chapter 50 verse 38
五十章三十八节说有干旱临到他的众水就必这他是巴比伦子他的就必干旱因为这是有雕刻偶像之地人因偶像而癫狂
A drought on her waters and they will be dried up for it is a land of idols and they are made over fearsome idols so this is referring to Babylon
最后我们看一节刚才漏掉了创世纪一章二十八节
And actually let's turn back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28
二十六节有个全地两个字
Actually in 26 it says
全地
over all the earth
二十八节说神就赐福给他们又对他们说要生养众多遍满地面治理这地
And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.
那我想经文我们就念到这里。
So, this concludes our Bible reading here.
那我想当我们看到先知耶利米的时候
I think when we see the prophet Jeremiah,
我们知道有几卷的先知书都非常的长。
So we know that there are several books written by the prophets that's quite long.
以赛亚书。
Book of Isaiah,
耶利米书
Jeremiah,
以西结书
Ezekiel,
过去有年长的弟兄说
And in the past there's been this elderly brother who once said,
他说呢像以赛亚和耶利米呢这两位先知有什么不一样
And he said, what's the difference between prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah?
那么好像呢说以赛亚呢看到的很多东西都是天上的事情
And he said that it looks like Isaiah saw a lot of vision that's about regards to the heavenly things.
那么呢像只鹰
And so the vision is like the eagle.
那么耶利米呢像头牛
And Jeremiah is like an ox.
那么是耕地的
And he plowed the land.
好像比较多呢是看着这个地上
And so it seems like more of his vision is about earthly things.
我也是觉得呢就耶利米这个先知呢首先一个特点呢就跟地有关
And so truly I also felt the same way about Jeremiah is that first of all he has a lot to do with lands.
那么就好像我觉得啊譬如讲啊在以赛亚书十四章和以西结书二十八章
And so for example in Isaiah chapter 14 and Jeremiah 28
那里都讲到天使长堕落影射了那件事
And in this passage it all refer to the event of the angel that's fallen
那么这个是天界里面的事
And so this is regarding the heavenly realm
你即使看但以理书也讲到波斯的魔君希腊的魔君
And then if you look in the book of Daniel, it talks about the armies of demons.
那么耶利米呢耶利米书好像就不讲这些。
It seems like Jeremiah doesn't mention these things in his book.
然后你看他们看到的异象。
And then if you look at the vision that they see,
你看那以赛亚呢，他看到一上哇，荣耀的宝座。
And Isaiah, the vision that he saw is this glorious throne.
啊，以西结也是荣耀的宝座，那基路伯啊，荣耀的圣城。
And Ezekiel also saw this glorious throne, the glorious city, holy city, the cherubims.
嗯，刚才看读耶利米书。
And then in the book of Jeremiah, we just read.
耶利米，你看到什么异象？
And as Jeremiah, what have you seen?
还没那么荣耀，看到一棵杏树枝。
And it's not that glorious. He just saw an almond tree.
后来看到两筐的无花果。
And then he saw the fig trees.
哎，感觉呢，耶利米比较土。
And it seems like Jeremiah is very earthly.
我查了查，像荣耀这样的字啊。
So I looked things up. So regarding words such as glory.
啊，那以西结书呢，大概有十六处。
So Ezekiel used this word about 16 times.
以赛亚书大概有36处。
Isaiah used about 36 times.
耶利米的这五处。
And then in Jeremiah, he only used this word 5 times.
看上去呢，它比较土一点。
And so it seems he's kind of down to earth.
啊，看着地。
And so he talked about.
但是我想，神的心意其实在地上。
But the heart of God is actually on earth.
我过去呢，很喜欢看电影的。
So in the past, I enjoy watching movies.
如果你从现在像摄影的角度来看这个创世纪。
So if you look at the Genesis from a cinematography point of view.
那么你就觉得这个镜头呢跑上来，起初神创造天地。
And so first you'll see that the camera, the opening shot is that God's creating the heaven and earth.
马上是地是空虚混沌，马上又拉到地上来了。
And then you see that once they talk about how the ground is void, and so all of a sudden you see the camera angle pan down to the ground.
然后接下来都讲地上的事。
And then afterwards everything's all about what's going on.
然后地上的人，地上的那个果树树，地上的动物。
And then about the man on the earth, and also trees and animals that's running on the earth.
那么如果再到第二章，你的镜头再拉。
And then comes chapter 2, and then the camera angle shifts again.
你看到有四样东西。
And then you see four things.
那我们刚才读的经文中就有体现。
And then we also see similar things in the passage we just read.
降雨到地上，到那个 earth 上面。
And then you see that God made rain come down onto earth.
那镜头不光从天到地。
And so now you see the camera angle should not include not only the earth, but also the ground.
然后还要耕地。
And then also plowing the land.
那是 land, 土地。
And the land itself.
不光如此，第二章还出现了个田里面有菜蔬。
And then not only that, but in chapter 2, you also fields start to appear.
不光田呢，第二章里面还出现了园子。
And then not only that, but also in chapter 2, it appears garden.
从天上到地上，地上一点点，这个镜头拉，最后呢是集中到这个园子上。
And so you see that the camera angle initially started from heaven, but then slowly pans down to earth and now focus onto this garden.
当神非常看重地。
And so God is very, very mindful of
the ground. 从属灵上里面角度呢，里面也有一个属灵的意义。
And so from spiritual sense, there's also a spiritual meaning in that.
你不要看这个地很土啊。
So don't feel like this just ground is just ground.
那么按照圣经哥伦多前书三章。
But in the Bible,
哥林多前书三章。
In First Corinthians chapter 3.
那里面就讲到呢，我们呢，教会呢，就是神所耕种的田地。
Because for it talked about that church is the ground that God is tilting.
那么也是神所建造的房屋。
And the church is also the house that God builds.
那么我们知道田地呢，就里面有个意思是教会，是我们。
So we know that from that we know that field also has another meaning, which is that it also means church, us.
园子呢？
And then what is our garden?
以赛亚书里面呢，就讲到呢，这园子呢是就是我们以色列。
And so in the book of Isaiah mentioned that the garden represents Israel.
那么从新约角度来说，真以色列人又是我们。
And then from the New Testament time, the true Israel also represents us.
所以田地呢和园子呢，其实都可以指向教会。
And so in other words, both garden and field can all point to church.
那么到创世纪第二章的时候。
And now comes chapter 2 of Genesis.
就是讲两件事情。
And talk about two things.
如果从教会的角度来讲。
And from if you're looking at this from the perspective of the church.
一个是讲的耕田地园子。
And one is the tilting of the land in the field, and the other is the garden.
另外一个就讲建造房屋。
So the first thing is tilting of the land and garden, and the second thing is about building of the house.
第二章没有讲到房屋。
But chapter 2 didn't talk about the house.
但从亚当造出一个女人，这个造是 build 建造。
But however, from Adam comes Eve, and that is a building process. So that is a that talk about building.
所以第二章从另外一个角度就是讲教会。
And so chapter 2, from another point of view, it also talks about the church.
有地上的地的这个意思,
and it has meaning regards to, in the context of the earth, on the ground, but also it also could be reference to church.
那么像当耶利米他有这个服事的时候,
and so when Jeremiah has a serving,
他有一个看见,
and he has a vision.
我想没有这个看见,
and because if he, without that vision, he can't serve.
耶利米书里面的,
and so in the book of Jeremiah, it talks about a lot of things that has to do with the earth and ground.
你跟同样非常长的以赛亚书和以西结来比呢，它里面讲的地特别的多。
And then compared to the similar length book of Isaiah and Ezekiel, in Jeremiah it talked especially at length about things that are going on.
买房子有房契, 买地有地契, 地契这样子呢,
and so you say when you're buying a house, you have a house deed. When you're buying land, you have also have a deed that land deed that goes with it. And so only in Jeremiah does it talk about the land deeds.
那么刚才呢, 我们读创世纪呢, 地序,地是空虚混沌。
And so in the book of Genesis, we just read, it was talking about how the land was cloudy and void.
这句话唯一在圣经中再出现的就是在耶利米书。
And the only other place where that same phrase has been used is in the book of Jeremiah.
第四章,
chapter 4.
我观看见是地是空虚混沌。
And he said that I saw the land was void and
所以说耶利米呢, 他有一个看见。
And so you can say that Jeremiah has the vision, he can see.
啊, 所以他看见之后, 他里面非常的忧伤。
And so after he saw what he saw, he was very saddened inside.
那么好多年前呢, 这个大陆呢, 这个那时候有旱灾啊。
And so many years ago in China, they experienced this great drought.
我看到那里面的照片都吓死人了。
The picture that I saw of that taken during that time is truly frightening.
有些地方是地干旱的, 最后像梅花桩一样的了。
And then there are some places where it was so dry that the ground it looked like
梅花桩, 这个像梅花那样站在上。一朵花的梅花。
It's like the cherry blossom.
大概这个形状就大家知道就是像梅花桩嘛。那我想呢，耶利米呢，他首先能够看到教会的荒凉，看到百姓的荒凉。
But basically, so I can imagine that Jeremiah could see how desolate is the church at that time.
旧约是百姓的，对新约来说呢，就是教会。
And so in the Old Testament, it talk about the people, but in the New Testament, it's referring to the church.
所以耶利米书里面特别多的呢，就地荒凉这样的字特别的多。
So in the book of Jeremiah, especially, there's lots of mentions of land being in desolate situation.
你读到十二章的时候，有一节里面有三处地荒凉。
And in some points, even in one chapter, there it mentions land being desolate three times.
我们说圣经里有好多的呼天唤地这样的词啊，地啊地。
And then we know that in the Bible, there are a lot of times where people are exclaiming to heaven and to earth.
只有耶利米书里面呢，有一句话里面就地啊地啊地啊，就呼唤了三次。
And only in the book of Jeremiah, in which he said, "Oh earth, earth, earth," three times.
那么可能是22章。
I think it's probably from chapter 22.
那就是耶利米呢，他里面有个看见的，他就像一个农民那样，哇，这个对地有深深的感情。
And so in other words, Jeremiah, he's like a farmer. He has this deep passion about the ground.
那么就是说，他这个服事首先是一个看见荒凉。
And so his service starts out with a vision that he saw that the ground is in desolation.
那么另外呢，他也看到复兴。
But yet he also saw revival.
那么刚才呢，我们看到即使在被掳的时期。
And so we saw that even during the time of enslavement,
神还是讲到这个盖造楼房，还是讲到建造，还是讲到这个耕种、栽种。
God still talk about the building of houses and also tilting of the land and planting in the field.
所以当神呼召他的时候，马上跟他说：“我是要拆毁，然后是，我是要接下来我要建立。” 讲到我要拔出，也是讲到我要再栽种。
In the first chapter of Jeremiah, he talked about how he will tear down, how God told Jeremiah that he shall tear down, but also build up.
你最后看到最后，他这该耕种的不光是菜树啊，耕种的，他说把人要栽种在将来要得回来的地上。
And then also he talked about not only shall they plant weeds and harvest, but also people.
那么在这个当中呢，就有一个什么感觉呢？地是空虚混沌。
And so the feel that gives is that the ground was void was void and cloudy.
但是神的灵运行在水面上。
But yet the Spirit of God is upon the water.
神仍然在孕育着他的建造，他的耕种。
So he's continuing to work, doing work on his plantation.
神要人生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
And he wants man to be fruitful and multiply and to govern all the land.
像生养众多这样的词也是在耶利米记里面，耶利米书里面出现了。
And so words such as be fruitful and multiply happen a lot, mentioned a lot in the book of Jeremiah.
所以这位先知他首先有看见，看见了荒凉。
And so this prophet first he initially saw a desolation.
看见圣人虽然如此，但是圣灵他孕育的工作仍然在恢复的工作仍然在进行。
But even so, he still see that the work of the Holy Spirit is still upon the land and is bringing revival to the land.
第二个。
And second point.
那么知道这个地上这些所耕种的其实就是我们。
And so the things that's been planted in the fields, they are actually us. They're referring to us.
那么对这个所耕种的这些菜蔬，这些他们的性质呢？耶利米呢？神给他一个启示。
And so regarding these things that are being planted in the field, God gave Jeremiah a vision.
那就是我们的本性是什么
？And that is what is our true nature.
我觉得整个耶利米书啊，我最早读这个书的时候太长了，52章。
And I remember the first time I read this book. This is a long book. It's 52 chapters.
好像呢，没有那么52章呢，不够把人里面的本性呢能够展示清楚。
Yes, so it seemed like it's not long enough to completely reveal the true nature of man.
那么整个的，我想呢，在耶利米书呢归结到两个点。
So I think you can summarize Jeremiah in 2 points.
没有一本书像耶利米书里写的那么多的。神说我每天从早起来就跟人讲话。
And so there are nowhere else in the Bible where God spoke so many in the book. And so God himself said that I started to talk to man in the early.
几乎每一次的结果呢，都是人不听。
And then it seems always that in the end the man refused to listen.
你读来读去呢，都是人不听从，不听从，没有听从，没有听从。
And then throughout the entire book, you always see that it seems that man does not listen. He does not listen. Does not listen.
那里面特别讲没有侧耳听从啊。
And talk about he didn't lean his incline his ears to listen.
那么所有圣经中没有侧耳听从的，都是放在耶利米书。
And so in the whole Bible, every time when someone did not lean their ear to listen, it's all mentioned in the book of Jeremiah.
那么也就是呢，神表明说人呢就是不可能听话的了。
And so basically, he paints a picture. It seems that it's impossible for man to listen.
你看里面呢，他讲到三个王，耶利米呼召的时候讲到了三个王。
And so in the book of Jeremiah, you saw that Jeremiah called to 3 kings.
那么有一个王呢是很不好，约雅敬王非常不好。
And one king is very he's very bad. The king to
约雅敬。
King Jehoah.
Yeah. 那约雅敬。就是约雅敬的约雅反正有约雅敬啊，这个王是非常神的话到他手里，他竟敢把他割破扔在火盆里，这个胆大爆天啊。
So this king is so bad that when the word of God arrived in his hand, he actually cut in half and then threw it into the fire.
那么这个是我们都很容易认识，这是人不好的本性啊，这个太不好了。
And so this we easily can recognize. This is the worst part about human nature.
那么另外一个人呢，西底家。
And then another king, King Zedekiah.
那么他好像没有那么不好。
He seems to be a little bit better.
那么呢，他好像呢还要愿意听神的话。
He seemed to be willing to listen to God.
但弄了半天呢，他没有听神的话。
But yet in the end, he didn't listen to God.
也就是坏的肉体是不好的。
And so it's in other words that his physical body is still not.
那么人觉得好一点的肉体呢？肉体总归是肉体，最后还是灭亡的。
And then even to the second king, that even so he's from a fleshly point of view, he seemed to be good, but then yes. In the end, the physical body, the fleshly body is still bad.
Yeah, 那么最后呢，你读下来还有剩下的人，反正弄到最后，你看那个结果呢，都是不行的。
And then all the rest, even to the very end, if you read to the end, you see the ending still not good.
所以呢，耶利米书呢就把人的本性归纳出来，第十三章。
And so in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 13, he basically summarizes.
古诗人岂能改变皮肤呢？
Summarize about the nature of man.
豹岂能改变他的斑点呢？
And so how can man change his skin? How can the leopard change his spotted skin?
若能够这样，能习惯行恶的，就能行善了。
then if they can indeed change, then those who are so used to doing committing sins, they could commit.
神呢就让耶利米知道呢，人就是这副样子的啦。
And so it's God's will to want Jeremiah to understand that that is the nature of man.
今天我们有的时候在求复兴，复兴若在这个基础上复兴是没有指望的啦。
And so just nowadays we oftentimes ask for revival, but if it's on using that, it's based on that, then there's no hope.
那么第二个点。
And so second point.
那么还有一个王呢，叫约西亚王。
And then another king called King Josh, Josh, Josh,
Josh,
Josiah, King Josiah.
他是个不错的王。
He is a pretty good king.
但神说呢，最后呢，在他那个时代呢，是以色列也是没有希望的。
But then God said that in his lifetime, Israel has no hope.
所以在耶利米书里面呢，出了一个字呢，比其他都要多得多的呢，就是诡诈、奸诈这样的词。
And so in the book of Jeremiah, one word that appeared more often than in any other book is deceit.
那么就是神说啊，这个时候约西亚王的时候带来的那个复兴呢，神说呢，这个奸诈的妹妹犹大，就是犹大，他实际上呢，他是没有一心来归向我，他们都假意来归向我。And
so during the revival of that king, the third king, is that God, but yet God's comment to that is that God's comment to that period is the deceitfulness of Judah.
那么就是十三到十，你到了十七章呢，耶利米书就归纳出一句话。And
then when you come to verse chapter 17, the book of Jeremiah come to this conclusion.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And then he says that the heart of man is more deceitful than any other.
那也就是说，神让耶利米看到，人就是这样，要么被列顽梗透顶，要么呢就是诡诈，没有希望的。And
so that's what God wants Jeremiah to see. That's the true nature of man, is that either he's very, very hardened and do not want to change, or he's very deceitful.
所以你看到在耶利米书15章的时候，神非常的绝情啊。
And so you can see that in chapter 15, God is very unforgiving.
那么神说不要祷告了，就是说这好多次耶利米书里面都叫耶利米不要祷告了，7章、11章、14章不要祷告了。And
many times God told John, do forget about praying, do not pray.
今天我们就说不行了，我们祷告就要祷告了，对吧？
Then you say, why we have to pray?
神说不要祷告了，不要为这帮人祷告了。God
said, don't forget about praying for these people.
当时这是摩西、撒母耳为他们祷告，我也不听。
And he says, even Moses and Samuel, even if they pray for these people, I will not listen to their prayers.
那么我原来呢就有点不明白，神为什么那么绝情啊？
So originally, I couldn't quite understand why it's got so unforgiving.
那么后来呢，稍微有点开窍了。But
later on, I got a glimpse of it a little bit.
那么呢，就在整个的旧约书信呢，就是从创世纪直到马拉基书。
And because in the entire book of the Old Testament book,
大概新约这样的字呢，好像就是出现在耶利米书31章31节。
It seems the word such as New Testament only appear in Jeremiah.
那么在圣经中呢，在耶利米书里面呢，特别讲到约，新约和约。
And so especially in Jeremiah, it talk a lot about covenant and New Testament.
那么它里面约这个字呢，用的比其他的先知都多。
And he used the word covenant more than any other prophets.
那甚至他讲我们神的话，他讲这约的话好几次。
And so even for the word of God, he referenced it as the word of the covenant.
那么里面呢，神就特别说，我跟你们立的这个约呢，你们实际上根本就不可能做到的了。
And so he also records that where God says that this covenant I have established with you, you will not be able to uphold.
当神的约的话呢，里面讲到一个故事，就是用到约的话的时候。
And then when we talk about the word of the covenant, it talk about this story.
大概是三四章的，那个时候呢，西底家这个王还不错，好像。
And then that's in chapter 34, and it talk about the king at that time, Zedekiah. He seemed to be not bad.
有一天他真的好像有点悔改。
And one day he seemed to be truly repentful.
他说，我宣告一个约啊。
And so he said, I shall proclaim a covenant.
要释放一切的那个奴婢。
And to release all the slaves.
Yeah, 要让大家都能够释放。
And so he shall free all the slaves.
但是呢，他讲了没多久呢，最后呢又背约了。
But yet, soon after he gave out that decree, he went against his own
word.
And so I think God is using this event.
And
to tell us that all things are happening according to his own covenant.
在耶利米书里面甚至讲到黑夜白昼呢，都是讲到约，不是律。
And even in the book, to a point where he talked about daytime and nighttime, he uses the word covenant. And in other words, God allows Jeremiah to see that everything happened in accordance to God's covenant.
如果没有这个新约，如果没有基督，你哪怕西底家再想做好的事情。
And so, but without a covenant, without Christ, and no matter how willingly you want to do this in your heart,
最后一定失败的。
In the end, you will fail.
那么在旧约的原则里，也不可能让人真正得到释放自由的。
And then in the Old Testament time, according to the covenant, people cannot truly regain their freedom.
而且他实际上神不是绝情。
For in reality, it's not that God is unforgiving.
神不是向他的百姓绝情。
He is not turning his back to, against his people.
我想可以这样理解，神向人的旧人是绝情的。
So I put another way, I think you could say that God is unforgiving to the old man.
过去有一次施洗的聚会，施浸的聚会。
And so in the past, I attended this this gathering for baptism.
一个年轻的弟兄。
So this young brother.
哎，他就跟他介绍大家，我是谁，我是谁，我是谁。
And he introduced himself to everyone, who I am and such.
啊，我们的大家听得津津有味，他再继续介绍下去。
And then we listened attentively, and then so he continued on to introduce himself.
突然他说我不介绍了。
And all of a sudden he stopped and said, I'm not going
to introduce
myself anymore. And so we
asked why. And
he said, because this is my old self.
我马上就要被埋葬掉了，我不介绍了，大家不用记得了。
This old self is about soon to be buried, and so forget about this old self.
所以我想，当神给耶利米这句话的时候，是让他说，即使你的祷告，你不能在旧约的原则里为人祷告的。
And so I think God is saying, God's telling Jeremiah that you cannot pray for this old testament. And so Jeremiah is very confused. How could people be like this? And then God basically tells him that there's nothing to be surprised about.
我们身上的旧人都是坏得一塌糊涂的。
For our old self is just like that. It's sinful just like that.
前天正好听到一个弟兄在分享关于大比弟兄。
And so a few days ago, I happened to be listening to a brother sharing about brother Darby.
一句话很阿门的，他说像大比那么属灵的弟兄，他里面的肉体没有一点比别人的肉体好。 阿门。
There's a word that there's a passage he shared that truly I can amen to, which is that even for someone like brother Darby, his flesh is no better than anyone else's fleshly body.
那么摩西呢，他确实是非常的。
And so another example, take a look at Moses. He truly prayed very earnestly and faithfully.
力往狂澜于祭祷啊几次。
And so he prayed
some critical times he just saved the.
So he because of his prayer during very critical times, he truly saved others.
Yeah. 那么呢？但是呢，摩西有一次甚至说啊，我愿意于神的生命神的册上被涂抹。But
even Moses at one point he said that I'm willing to have my name be taken out. From God's book of life.
他的心很宝贝。
So that is how precious Moses' heart is.
神不能听他的。
So God can't listen to him.
摩西没有资格成为别人的代数，同意吧？
So Moses does not have the authority to he does not have the qualification to tone for someone else's sin.
只有基督有这个资格，他只是个预表。
Only Christ Himself can do that. Moses is just a representation.
所以神要耶利米里面有个感觉，对旧人你不要再有指望了，唯有在新人的里面，基督才能够把人带进恢复。
And so God wants Jeremiah to understand that he shouldn't have any hope in the old man. The only hope exists in the new man in Jesus.
那么这是神要让耶利米能够看见的。
And that is the vision that God wants Jeremiah to see.
第三个就关于耶利米他实际的这样一个指示。
And then the third point is about Jeremiah's service, his serving.
他原来呢是祭司。
So he started out as a priest.
但神呢呼召他呢是做先知。
But yet God called him to be a prophet.
所以呢这整个的这个圣经的里面呢先知这两个字呢是在耶利米书里面出现最多。
And so in the whole Bible, the word prophet appeared the most in the book of Jeremiah.
所以神跟他说，你要讲，你要跟人讲话，虽然人不听，你要讲神的话。
And so he told them that you need to tell people God's words. Even if they don't listen, you need to tell them God's words.
所以我原来想，关于神的话，话这个字呢，我心中想，一定是哪，圣经中哪一卷最多。
And so, initially I was thinking about the word, God's word.I was thinking to myself, in the Bible does this appear the most?
我想毫无疑问是诗篇最多。
So I think that without question, it has to be in the book of Psalms.
后来一查，诗篇只能排第二。
So after I did some investigation, it looks like book of Psalms is only ranked number two.
是耶利米书里面讲的话最多。
It's the book of Jeremiah that in which that phrase has been used the most.
人的问题就是不听话。
And the problem of man is that they do not listen.
神就是要想跟人讲话。
And God wants so much want to speak to man.
弟兄有过去年长的弟兄讲的很有意思啊。
And there's an elderly brother in the past who shared this very interesting passage.
那么呢，神呢把他这两个指示呢，让他里面也很弄得里面他也很纠结。
And so God, these two a vision that God showed Jeremiah caused him a lot of conflict.
那么一个呢是在神面前代表人的，一个呢在人面前代表神的。
One is represent man before God. The other one represent God before man.
但是呢，神让这个先知呢，先知的声音呢是带着祭司的心肠的。
But yet God allowed this prophet, the voice of this prophet, to flow through with the heart.Of a priest.
这是个绝配。
And this is a perfect combination.
那么而且呢，其实当我读到的时候，一看今日今日，神好像很着急，今日今日。
So and then also when I read the passage about today, to where God says today, 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 it seems He's very eager. God's very eager.
那么其实，在这个时候呢，这个整个景况还不错。西西家做王的时候。
But in reality, it seemed that at that time, when the king Zedekiah is in ruling, it seems it's not too bad.
但是神心里知道这个情况是假的。
But yet God knows that that is just an illusion.
所以神就提前预备这个先知，这到了时间就上。
And so that's why God prepared this prophet ahead of time, so when the time comes, he could go right to work.
那么，当讲到我们刚才讲到种地的时候
，And so we were just talking about planting in the field.
圣经好多次呢，其实讲到我们的呢，我们就是这些菜蔬，就这些草。
And there are lots of times where the Bible talked about us. We are the trees, the fields, the grass.
那么圣经呢，不止一次呢讲这个草你怎么能够起来呢？这个蔬菜怎么能够起来呢？要有这个神的教训。然后神的言语如同雨，如同甘露。
And more than once, they talk about how could these grass, these vegetables, these trees, how could they grow? And require the word of God, and these words are the rain that comes.
原来呢，我觉得哎呀，我们这些追求啊，这个对神的话呢，更多的明白。
And originally, I was thinking that we need to have this longing to longing for more understanding of God's words.
好像多明白了一点。
And it seems that we the more we understand the word.
跟前面的弟兄们一起读经的时候呢，才一看，哎呀，这个话语太贫乏了。
And then before, when we read these words with other brothers and sisters, it felt like, oh, these words are so common.
那么过去呢，在礼拜五呢，大家一同查经。
And then on Friday nights when we study the Bible.
那么年长的弟兄呢，最后呢，会有一些总结。
And then the elderly brothers in the end would have a conclusion.
我们觉得我们也蛮用功了。
And then I felt that we studied very hard to get prepared.
那么最后呢，年长弟兄呢，都会大概基本上都会讲那么一句话。
And then in the end, usually these elderly brothers would conclude with pretty much the same phrase.
今天弟兄姊妹呢读的也都蛮有意思。
And it said basically something to the effect of, oh, today, brother and sister, have read these, the way that you interpret your study is pretty interesting.
Yeah, 蛮有意思的，我们觉得我们就肯定没有读出该读的。
And whenever we heard this pretty interesting, this phrase, that we understand it means that we haven't really truly grasped the true meaning of the passage.
那么我觉得呢，就是那记得呢，整个那么多年读下来，只有一次被表扬的。
And so all throughout these years, I could only remember one time where we were praised.
那年长弟兄说, 今天大家都堵到骨头里去了。And
because on that time, the brother made a comment that today, brothers and sisters, you have truly read to the essence of the words.
难得一次.
And so when we heard that, we felt great relief, great joy that finally, this one time.
接下来一个但是,
and, but then he followed with, but,
但是他也不行。
We thought, oh, here it comes.
我们记得呢，有一次我们在查启示录，我们六到不列，正好达到六章到八章。
And I remember once we were studying Genesis, and we were studying chapter 6 and 8.
那么年长弟兄们不在。
And then the elder brother is not here.
查好了，我们回来，我们请他，你再帮我们总结总结啊。
And so after we finished studying those chapters, we invite him back to help us conclude a summary.
他说我先不总结。
And he said, I'll reserve my.
你们先把你们读的什么来讲一下。
Why don't you share a little bit with me about what you guys think, what you guys have talked about?
叫我先去总结一下。
And so he asked me to summarize first.
我准备了花点时间啊，准备了最后大概十几分钟最最精华的东西拿出来。
And so I spent some time and to give him a summary that's about 10 minutes or so. Summarizing the best part, the essential part.
年长弟兄呢，听完之后呢，他说了一句话。
And so this elder brother, after he finished listening to my sharing, he said this.
他说这些天呢，这几个星期呢，弟兄姊妹呢，这个你们查经呢，让我满得安慰。
And so he said these past few weeks, these past few days, the way that you study the Bible had truly brought peace to my heart.
我里面也，哎呀，我也蛮得安慰啊。I
truly feel at peace in my heart.
那么他接下来一句话呢，这意思说呢，弟兄姊妹们呢，你们这个对神的这个话的理解呢，离神的心意呢，差的没有太远。
So he said, my heart is truly comforted. And then he said, basically, what you have studied and your understanding of these words, versus God's true meaning of these words, are pretty close.
就是还是差了，只不过没有太远啊。
And so, in other words, it's still not to the point. The only difference is that we're kind of close to the point.
实在是觉得，哎呀，要让这个菜要长起来，我们就在话语上要多用功啊。
And so we truly felt that in order for these plants to grow in the fields, how much hard work we need to put into it.
耶利米这个先知呢，他不容易，他做这个话语的知识不容易。
And so it's so hard. It's not an easy job for Jeremiah.
肯定没有什么有亚拿图的人子要索取他的命。 有个亚拿图地方的人啊，要索取他的命。
There are people who are seeking for his life.
那么耶路撒冷也有人呢，要设计谋害他。
And also there are people who are scheming against him in Jerusalem.
那么然后呢，这个别人也要说要把他治死啊，把他扔在淤泥里啊。And
there are others who plan to for his murder to throw him into the marshes.
这还算了。
We could let that go by.
我说每天呢，别人都还讥讽他，把他当笑话。
And what's worse is that every single day people would make fun of him.
凌辱他，讥讽他，讥诮他。
And that they would make all sorts of fun about him,
yeah.
I can imagine that he also probably had time.
感谢主啊,
where he's weak.
But 感谢主啊,
thank the Lord.
神支持他,
Lord supported him.
里面说让他心里是像燃烧的火,
and God allowed in his heart a fire to continue to burn.
如果没有这个火的话，他说不下去了.
Because without that fire, he can no longer share. He cannot continue to share.
常听在年长的一些的弟兄，他说在如今这个时代啊。
And so oftentimes I hear this elderly brother share says that today in this time and in this era.
仇敌有时候说话是理直气壮的。
The enemy sometimes they will speak with strength.
那么神的儿女呢，有时候讲神的话呢，不敢大声的。
And then, in terms, God's children sometimes will speak, when they speak God's words, they wouldn't dare to use they don't dare to use a loud
voice.
And then in here, there's a
prophet.
And then, so this prophet couldn't stand it.
那么逃到埃及去。
And so he left for Egypt.
约雅敬王的差人把他杀掉了。 And
then the king actually sent an assassin to kill him.
神呢，就是想跟耶利米讲，这个神的话呢，就是要你要像这个铁柱啊，要像铜墙啊。
And so God tells Jeremiah that for God's word, you need to be like the bronze wall.
在这幕后是在神的话，你一定是不能被捆绑的。
And so that in the, especially in the end time, that you cannot allow God's word to be bound.
那么不光如此，在耶利米书里面出现非常多的假先知、假预言，真先知跟假先知的冲突非常的厉害。
And not only that, but in the book of Jeremiah, there's many, many recordings of conflicts between false prophets and prophets.
我越来越，你今天看各种媒体啊，你觉得各种的东西啊，你现在是觉得不符合神的东西啊，这个假的东西啊，好像越来越猖獗。
And today, if you look at the news media, it seems just like there are all sorts of these things that are not to God's standards and not to the approval of God, but these things are appearing more and more.
你只要一吸引眼球，人就相信。
So anything that attracts God, people's eyeballs.People will believe those things. We'll look at those things.
我深有体会，像大陆的老年人啊，对他们所谓的很多的健康这个保健品啊，哎呀，就非常的着迷啊。
You know, I have this personal experience. For example, like lots of elder people in mainland China, they absolutely believe in these health products.
那么你看这个微信上很多的东西啊，微信当然有它的好处的，对吧
？And you can see there are lots of these kind of advertisement about health product on WeChat. Of course, WeChat had its advantages.
但是很多微信上跟你说是真实实事的话，哎呀，你看里面绝大部分都没有 credit 的。
So, and a lot of the things these advertisements you see where they proclaim that they're telling the truth, but in fact that there's no credibility to what they're saying.
那么也就是说，现在呢是这个仇敌的很多的，包括假的东西啊，都是哎让人很容易接受的。
And there are so many things from the enemy nowadays that a lot of people, but a lot of people are believing these things that the enemy is saying.
有的我就批评别人啊，这个这么假东西怎么会相信呢
？And so at one point I said, how could you believe in such fake things?
有次神就提醒我，你也不是免疫的。
And so then at one point God reminded me that I am not immune to these things either.
好多年前有一段时间呢，就我自己不看电视了，我就去看望别人的弟兄姊妹的有一个长辈。
And so there in the past there's been a point there's a time where I visited some brothers and sisters parents.
好几个星期跑到家去呢，他都在看电视。
And for quite a few weeks when I go visit that.The elder, he had the TV on.
他在看魔术的电视。
And he was watching shows about magic.
我也很紧张，我也去看，我也坐下来看。
So I was amazed. So I sat down there and watched with him.
一天被神就责备啊。
And but one day God.
魔术有什么好看呢、啊、
？He said, "What's so fun about watching?"
这都假的嘛，对不对
？It's all fake.
而且那魔术师都可以骗我们。
And so if you look at things as simple as magic, we could be deceived by it.
那么今天仇敌要骗我们太容易了。
That's so easy for the enemy to deceive us.
那么过去碰到有个弟兄说。
And so in the past, there's this brother who said.
他说我们对圣经不熟啊。
He said we are not very familiar with the Bible.
他说很多不信派，他们圣经比我们还什么都讲不过。
And then there are and those non-believers, they are even more well versed in the Bible than we are, so we can't argue with them.
那天我看一本书叫《异端辩惑》。
And so one day I was reading about this book called Heresy.
Yeah. 那么里面好多的异端啊。我看得头昏脑胀。
And so in that book, it records many. There are so many heresies to a point that I felt my head is about to explode.
后来知道怎么去对付假的。
And so finally, I from that I learned how to deal with what is fake.
银行怎么去训练人辨别假钞
？So how does the bank industry train their employees to spot the fake money?
不是教你怎么去辨假钞。
And the way they teach you is not to spot.Fake money.
好好把真钞认明白了。
But rather to know what the real money looks like.
好好把神纯正的话搞明白了。
So in the same way, we should learn what God's real word says.
当初呢，这个是他是面临非常大的挑战，他要做神话的指示。
And so you can see that here Jeremiah is facing great many challenges, but he is to do God's work.
最后一个。
And lastly,
他有个祭司的心肠。
He has the heart.Of a priest.
那么神呢？我们在耶利米书看到神有非常硬的那一面。
And so from the book of Jeremiah, we can see that God has His very hardened side.
坚城铁柱铜墙。
That is like the wall, the bronze wall, steel pillars.
但是呢，神另外呢有非常柔软的一面。
But yet God has also very soft side.
好像神有些很柔软的地方，在耶利米书呢被摸到了。
And it seems like in the book of Jeremiah, it touched on on the soft side.
原来我觉得你和下书才是轻易绵绵的书。
Originally, I was thinking the book of I thought the book of Hosea is a very very loving it's a book full of love.
哎呀，但是我读到耶利米书像第二章的时候，很感动啊。
But yet, when I start reading chapter 2 of book of Jeremiah, my heart's very moved.
以色列一天到晚背叛神的。
The Israelites constantly rebel against God.
神说啊，你们这个幼年的时候啊，跟神之间的恩爱啊，那一段日子啊，神说我都记得啊。
And yet God still tells us that the love between us during your younger days, I still remember those days.
而一天到晚背你，也就大概在见会幕的那一段时间。
And so the time of rebellion is about, it's right around the time of the building of the tabernacle. And so God heavily prized that feeling. And because of that,
当然耶利米也是中这样的情的。
And of course Jeremiah also.
所以神很容易受伤。
And so you also understand that God is very easily hurt.
有的时候你看到神好像，哎呀，这个最里面最深、最细腻的地方被打到了。
And because sometimes when you read this, you'll feel like God's the innermost soft part have been injured,
have been hurt.
So he said that even the new bride cannot forget her dress, her wedding dress. But yet my people have forgotten so many of my days.
那我觉得像耶利米他做这个限制，他有一个特点叫就是傻眼，傻眼了。So
I think there's something special about Jeremiah, and that is he's oftentimes dumbfounded.
呀，傻眼了，就是说，这些我们上海话，想不落了，想不下去了。
So because when he saw what's going on, he just couldn't imagine things continue on the way.
啊，你看这耶利米啊，他到最后都，我巴不得不要生下来。哎呀，我搞这帮百姓搞得累死了。
And he to a point where in the end, Jeremiah said, "I wish I was never born. I'm just dealing with."
我的生日被咒诅的。
Then he said that the day I was born, I was been cursed.
摩西也一样。
To deal with these people.
摩西也一样。
In the same way, so Moses.
圣经里很多的这个很厉害的属灵人物都是忧郁症的。
And so there are many of these great great characters people in the Bible that they must have probably the depression.
以利亚要求死的。
Elijah is that same.
摩西也要求死的。
And Moses also seek death.
先知和律法的代表都是要求死的。
And the prophets and the representation of the law. These people all seek death.
经过40年的对付啊。
They've been dealt with for 40 years.
民数记第10章此出发。
And in Deuteronomy, Numbers, chapter 10.
出发，到11章摩西就求死了，那么快就求死了。
They started off, and just in chapter 11, Moses already wants to seek his own death.
他看不懂了。
So he couldn't understand.
不光如此啊，神主也是，主也有差不多的感觉啊。
But not only then, but it feels like God, Lord, also, the Lord also felt the same way. You think that he has seen it all.
我诧异你们的不信，你让神都诧异了，神都看不懂了。
So he said, even when I perform miracles, that you will not.
诧异你们的不信。
Sorry. So even the Lord said that I am so surprised. By your non-belief.
我忍耐你们要到几时啊？
How long do I have to endure?
神的忍耐都快用光了，这还了得？
God's patience almost used up.
啊，那就是说的。
So you can imagine how
傻眼。做一个限制的耶利米，神要让耶利米呢，你真正的要做个祭司，你要是傻眼的，你要看傻眼了，看不懂了，那才能是做限制，啊，做祭司。So
it seems to be that that's a requirement to be a prophet is that you need to be to the point where you're so surprised by the people you couldn't understand.
但是第二个呢，你要做限制，你要无悔，无怨无悔，无悔。傻眼之后是无悔。
But yet after that, the second requirement is that you need to have without regrets.
啊，那么耶利米讲了半天，没人听他的。
So Jeremy Jeremiah spoke on and on and on, but not a single one.
主耶稣跑到地上来，看到我们都是罪人。 我来救你们。
And Lord Jesus, when he came onto earth, he saw that we're all sinners. He said, I'm here to save you.
定他十字架上。
And everyone's response is, nail him on the cross.
看啥呀？我来救你们，你把我再钉死掉。Wouldn't
you be surprised in your place, like, I'm here to save you, but yet you want to nail me to the cross?
主耶稣无怨无悔，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不义。
But yet, the Lord has no regret. He said, the Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
过去呢，有一位加拿大有位弟兄，老弟兄。So
in the past, we have this old brother.
他专门呢是收养那些就是很有非常大难处的年轻人。
And so, he would adopt all these young people that have a trouble family, trouble background. So he was very handsome. Actually, he could probably have been be a movie star.
去好莱坞的路上被戴德生转，那吸引住了，那下火车。
But on his way to Hollywood, he was attracted and moved by the story of who?
后来在，霍森泰勒。
He was moved by the story of Hudson Taylor, and so he got up the train and his life changed.
那么结果呢，就是他在台湾和在加拿大呢，他都带了很多的这个年轻人。
And so in both Taiwan and Canada, he led a lot of young people.
别人到他家里去。
And so people would congregate gathering at his home.
他家里的年轻人呢，都在看电视。
And when people come to his house, they will see that all these young people were watching TV in his house.
为什么不送他们上学呢?
And they will ask, why don't you send them to school?
一个星期后，学校就打电话来了。
And so after just a week, the church, the school called the home.
为什么不送他们去上班呢?
And
送他们去上班。 Work.
So the school called him and said, why don't you send them to work?
别人问他，哦，sorry,
other people were asking them why don't you send them to work?
那几天后，老板就打电话来了。And
a few days later, the boss called home.
而且时不时的警察也打电话来了。And
then from time to time, even the police would call the home.
你家的某某某又偷东西了。And
said you the so and so from your house they've been stealing again.
很长时间没有什么改变。
And it seems like nothing changed for quite a long time.
有人别人跟他说，哎呀，我有很多年轻人也送给你，叫你养吧。
And there are other people say, I also have a lot of young people. Why don't I send them to your house to live?
But
yeah, he said, I do not want those young people from you.
He
said, your young people, still some people would love them.
The
young people that I take in, no one else is willing to love them. Love them. He lived his life without regrets.
耶利米他的预言，看傻了，看傻眼了。So
Jeremiah saw what's going on, and to a point where he was so dumbfounded, he couldn't fathom what's going on.
第二个是他无悔。But
yet, even so, he still continued to do so without.
第三个，他带着确据。And
thirdly, he brought
确据 assurance.
He brought assurance.
他不能老是苦苦的求着没有确据。So
he can't just constantly pray, but without any assurance.
一方水土养活一方人。
And surely that the land of one place raised up of a people of a certain type.
穷山恶水，而是出刁民。
So when your surroundings very very tough, then you grow up to be someone who's.
尼罗河就是养出埃及的人来了。So
the river Nile helped raise the people of Egypt.
巴比伦河就养出巴比伦来。The
river in Babylon. Help raise the people of Babylon.
你们离去那活水的泉源,
and if you are apart from the origin of the living water,
为自己凿出那破裂不能存水的池子,
and you find yourself the
pond.
The
pond that cannot hold water.
But instead you find yourself a pond that you cannot hold, that cannot hold its water.
背后的原则就代替神。
And then the you use this alternative principle to replace God.
那巴比伦它就是最标准的代替神偶像，它背后是代替神。
And so Babylon is this great example of where they use idols to replace.
耶利米看到那一点，有一天巴比伦这个河要被 干河要被弄干掉的。
And so Jeremiah saw that there will be a day when the river in Babylon will dry up.
五十一章的时候，他知道那时候天地和一切所造的都要为此欢呼的。
And then he also saw that in chapter 51 that when that happened, the heaven and earth will shout with joy.
他知道我们今天会有很多的短缺，很多的软弱，很多的荆棘和棘藜的。
And he saw that today there are many weaknesses and there are many thorns among us.
十六章二十一节让他说，这一次，这一次人就认识耶和华了。
And but yet in chapter 16 is this time.Man knows God.
你今天身上，我们身上有很多的软弱和短缺。
So today we in our body has many shortcomings and many weaknesses.
总是胜不过。
And we cannot have victory over.
今天教会有各种各样的软弱和短缺。
And so today in church there are many shortcomings and many shortcomings.
但是说有一次，说这一次。
But yet it says this time.
It be gone. It will over. 全部都要结束。
It will be gone. All this will be gone.
这是耶利米他里面有个确据。
And so this is assurance that Jeremiah has.
有一天的外面的别的水都要干涸，有一天只有神的水可以把这个土地里面的田产，可以让它按照神的心意能够长出。
One day all these other water sources will dry up, and what the water from the one true God will come forth and to nourish the land, so allow these plants to grow.
第四个，最后是他的眼泪。
And the fourth thing is.And this last is that his tears.
什么水能够让这个蔬菜能够长起来？
What kind of water will allow these vegetables to grow?
这个田地是在耶利米的心的里面。
So this field is in the heart.
他心里的水，心里的水，活水。他头上，但愿我的头如水。
And so, and this water, this living water is from his heart. He said, this water, he said, that may my head be of water.
是的，这个水是泉源，活水的泉源，能够让这个菜蔬成长。
And indeed, this water is the origin of life that it will allow the plant to grow.
但离不开耶利米的泪水。
But however, it cannot be apart from the tears of Jeremiah.
他的祷告赶不上神的心意的。
So his prayer cannot catch up.To God's will.
神叫他不要这么祷告了。
And God told him that don't ever pray. No longer need to pray that.
但是正是因为他赶不上神的祷告，但是那么的迫切，才带出了神新约的启示来。
And but because even though he still cannot follow up to God's will, but he continues to pray that, and that is what brought forth the New Testament.
保罗说：“我真是苦呀！”这一个的叹息，最后带出了神给他生命圣灵的律来。
And even Paul said that woe is to me.But yet, that is because of that sigh, he brought, God through him, God brought forth life.
有的时候我们的苦赶不上神的心意的。
And sometimes our bitterness cannot catch up to God's will.
启示录第五章，约翰大哭。
And in Revelation chapter 5, John cried greatly.
谁能揭开切印呢？谁配呢？
He cried, who could...break the seal, open the seal.
但是他这个大哭带出了催逼出了神的儿子来揭开这个契约。
But yet, because of his tears, he brought bring forth the Son of God who will take the scroll.
这个祭司是傻眼的祭司。
And so this priest is one who is dumbfounded by what he
sees. 他是无悔的祭司。
But yet, he is also a priest who is without regrets.
他是有确据的祭司。
He is a priest that has assurance.
他是为神的百姓爱哭的祭司。
And he is also a priest who would cry for the people.
有天我得了点安慰。
So one day I received this discomfort.
我们要成为但以理这样的代祷者很难的了。
It's so hard for us to be like a man of prayer like Daniel.
我们要成为耶利米这样的代祷者很难的了。
And to in some way to Jeremiah is very hard for us.
但诗篇一百三十七篇，神纪念一些的人。
However, in Psalm 137, it says God remembers all.
有一群人，他们坐在巴比伦的河边。
There is this group who sits by the bank of the river Babylon.
坐在巴比伦的河边，他们哭了。
And sitting there, they cry.
我相信神的百姓能够回归，不光是因为但以理的祷告。
And I think the people, because the ability of the people, God's people to repent is not just because of Daniel's prayers.
有一些人经历了被掳到巴比伦去。
For some people have experienced being enslaved.Into Babylon.
他们知道巴比伦到底是怎么样的。
And for they know what is Babylon like.
他们成为一群坐在巴比伦河边哭的人。
And they become the people who sit by the bank of River Babylon and weep.
带来了神的恢复。
And because of that, it brought about God's revival.
但愿我们成为一群哭的人。
May we become a group of people who weeps.
主啊，你给我们稍微有点光照的时候。
And Lord, you give us this time where we're shined by this light.
主啊，我们实在看到地是何等的荒凉。
And allow us to truly see how desolate the ground is.
教会是何等的荒凉。
And how desolate the church is.
我们是何等的软弱。
And how weak we are.
但是我们感谢你
But we want to thank you.
你已经把我们放在新约的原则里
You have put us into the principle of the New Testament
基督你是得胜的君王
And truly indeed Christ you are the victorious king
我们做不了什么
There's nothing we could do
但愿我们能够成为一群祷告的人
May we be a people who are of prayers
但愿我们能够成为一群在你纯正正道上持守的人
May we be a group of people who can hold on to
愿你在这个时代找到但以理找到耶利米
May you find your Daniel and Jeremiah in this time.
你眷顾我们的软弱。
And you're mindful of our weaknesses.
愿我们至少成为一群坐在巴比伦河边哭的。
May we become at least a group of people who sits upon the bank of river Babylon and weep.
主，我们相信有一天。
And Lord, we believe that one day,
你要把我们带进完全的恢复。
You will bring us into that complete revival.
都是你荣耀的工作，高扬的工作。
This is all because of your glorious work, because of the work of the Lamb.
愿你祝福你的工作。
May you bless your work.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Praise Jesus' name.
Amen.